Hello, America. Thank you for joining us this morning on Motivation Monday. We may have a third M for you this morning.
Lucky for you guys, it's not just America. It's people all over the world watching in and tuning in.
Oh, really?
Thank you for you people who can speak English.
Well, if you wait a second, if you're somewhere else in the world, just stick it in the box there and let's see where you're from.
Okay.
Let's see where you're listening
from. I love
that. This morning. But it's going to be Motivation Monday Money.
Money.
We're going to talk about money this morning because there are several things that are more important than money, but I can't think of them.
I can think of another M word.
What is it?
Mugs.
Oh, mugs. Ooh.
Mugs. Whoa. We've got mugs. They're sell or die mugs. How cool are these?
Mug. Okay,
cheers. They say there's no second prize in there's no prize for second place in sales.
Right.
And then on the back they say, I'm a diehard, sell or die podcast.
Cool.
Want to cheers your coffee, Jeffrey?
And ours only has coffee
cheers.
In it.
Cheers. And cheers, Brent.
Cheers.
Oh,
Brent,
yeah.
Boom.
Sir.
Go.
Cool.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about what is this? What are we doing here?
We're going to talk to people about why money is good in sales and how to close deals today.
I love it. And this is a segment on Sell or Die. It's our podcast that airs numerous times a week. If you haven't listened to it, you might be living
live
under a
Tuesdays,
rock.
Live on Tuesdays,
live on Thursdays, live on Mondays.
Wow, we're live.
We're live.
And this is Facebook. I don't see any hearts going across the screen. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. Where are those hearts?
What's happening?
If you guys could share this out, we have been doing this, you know, for a number of weeks now. We've been doing it on Facebook Live for a number of weeks now, but we need your help getting it out to your networks and people who can actually benefit from this. So if you help us, we will potentially send you a mug. We're going to give one mug away on the show today.
You know, when you listen live, you can actually ask us a question and get that $1,000, $5,000, $1 million answer.
That's right.
Without a charge, unless it's a real big one, and then I will bill your credit card.
Yeah. Jeffrey, speaking of that,
Wait. This is the great Brent Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Guys. So last week we had some interaction with Mark Calso. And he's actually in Canada. We had a little bit of interaction with him on the comments.
Yes.
He and I followed up together. He got a nice demo of the Learning Academy. Found out it was something that could help him.
Way to go, yeah. Mark.
Wait, Mark. And did we get his credit card?
We got his credit card.
Now you're talking.
So Natural Elements Custom Homes and Footprint Log. That's where Mark is all about. So
that's awesome.
Check him
Mark.
Out, people.
Where in Canada is he from?
I think it was Toronto.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
I like Toronto.
It's like a city with a hockey team that overcharges but loses.
Yeah.
All right. So, Pat. Hey, Pat. How's it going? Did you see our mugs yet? They're so freaking awesome.
Yeah. Greg
is here.
If you're from another country, we want to see.
Alex is here. Greg says mugs and coffee. That's right. And, Greg, do you know what kind of coffee we're drinking? Just for the record, it's Death Wish coffee.
Oh, yeah. It's not bullshit.
We were almost out. We were on to our last pod, and Jeffrey and I were checking the mailroom, no joke, like multiple times a day looking for the coffee box.
That's so funny.
All right, Doug wants us to squeeze a little bit closer together.
Squeezing.
Yeah.
I can't squeeze any closer than you, Jen. Your chair's in the way.
Well, I don't know. Okay, how about that? Okay,
that's
cool.
Better.
Oh, look at that. We only drink Death Wish coffee. That's pretty cool. It's true.
Very nice. Green gem, Doug.
All right.
We're getting so classy here. It's incredible.
He's good at the graphics.
Yeah, Doug is
okay, so what country? Nicely. Come on, what country?
Where are you listening from? What do you sell? What do you do? We want to know who you are. Dave Ferguson is here.
By the way, California is considered its own country now. So
I know. They are their own country now.
Right.
Yeah.
California and, of course, Texas has always been its own country since the Alamo.
Yeah.
What we want to talk about this morning is how do you hold on to your price? How do you maintain the integrity of your price? Because almost every single customer is going to ask you for a discount or some kind of a deal.
I love being on the other end of it and being the one to ask for a discount.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you what happened last week. So
please.
I did my research, and I really wanted to work with this lady, Jessica, who gets you booked on different podcasts. And
give her a break. Come on.
Jessica Rhodes from Interview Connections.
Now you're talking.
Okay. And she's phenomenal from what I can tell. And she's actually come to us referred by some of her clients. And so I gave her a call. She called me back within 2 seconds. Her sales pitch was phenomenal. I was actually wondering the entire time, who has trained her? Because it was really spot on. And we got to the closing part of the conversation.
And she's from, what city is she from?
She's from Philly.
Right, of course.
Okay, she knows
her shit.
Which
makes you an automatic salesperson.
Well, we learned earlier this morning that she actually went door to door, so she was used to rejection.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I told her that her plastic surgery was great from her nose being reconstructed from people slamming the door in her face.
Yeah.
Oh, man. When you started going there, I'm like, what plastic surgery? And then I got it. It was funny. So anyway, we get to the close part, and it's time for me to say yes, you know. And I said, well, this all sounds great, and your value is enormous, and I like it. But I was hoping we could work out a deal where we pay you less money and maybe get you exposure or something like that. And her immediate reaction was, my price is fair and firm, and I can throw in maybe an extra booking, but I don't discount my prices. And I thought, okay, well, think about it. Right, get back exactly. to me.
Yeah, don't just. We're not taking the first no on a price reduction.
So now I'm trying to sell her on a discounted price, right? And the whole sale has flipped. And she said, okay, I'll get back to you. So she emails me later on that day, and she reiterates her positioning, which is, I'd really love to work with you, but my price is fair, and I'm giving you tons of value, so let's move forward. And it made me start thinking, how many of you actually hold your price because you have such strong belief in it, or you're ready to negotiate like that and drop your price like that?
Or you have to call your boss to find out if you can do that. So you're like calling your daddy and go, Daddy, can we drop our price? Because I think if we could get our foot in the door here, Daddy, we could really lose some money in 6 months. So there's no... I mean, you have a price. Come on, deal with your price. And there's another aspect of the price thing, and that is when two companies are going against one another, you bid or you send a proposal, which is like a bid, and one price is lower, but they really want to do business with the other company, so they call up and say, can you match this price? And at that point, the salesperson will do anything they can to get the business because they think like the business is in jeopardy when in fact it is not. They want to do business with you.
They want to do business with you, right?
That's what match this price means. They want to do business with you. Otherwise, they would have taken the cheap-ass price.
Okay,
and never
so no one tell Jessica how badly I want to do business with her so that she can, you know, negotiate with you. Okay?
Oh, yeah, negotiate. That's what it's called.
I think it's clear she's not willing to negotiate, though.
Yeah.
No, I only heard no twice.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah, she's a seven.
That was not right now.
Exactly.
So we have a few people who just joined us. I want to make sure we're saying hey to you guys. Ron, hello. Robin from Toronto.
Mitch.
Anthony
Hawaii,
is here
which
from
is almost
Philly.
A foreign country. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here's a guy from Turkey.
Yeah. Altan, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, from
Toronto.
Turkey.
That's okay,
Mitch,
but come
from
on.
Hawaii.
Get on there
cool.
if you're from a faraway place. I want to see it.
Aloha, Mitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Mahalo.
If you're just joining us, we're asking if you could please share this out to your networks. That would be awesome. All you have to do is hit the share button so that other people can get this value as
well. We're talking about money and how
Sticking
you can hold
to
on to
price.
Your price.
Yeah.
And what you need to do, if you're a salesperson and you're thinking my prices are higher than my competitor, which most people are, you have to understand before you ever walk into that sales meeting or follow-up call, What is the value behind your price? Not the value add, but what happens, what does the person get of value when they buy your product and ultimately start to use it? That's what you really need to know. And if you look at it from that perspective and you walk in with a half a dozen things that the person benefits from and you actually know the outcome of that sale, how they use once they purchase, then you can start to talk about that. They want to know what's going to happen after they buy the shirt or after they buy the copier or after they buy the car or after they buy the house. They don't want to know about the price. They want to know about the value behind the price. And that's what will convince them to take the price or not.
Someone just messaged me privately to ask us to put a link in the comments for the mugs. She said she wants to buy our mugs. So we're going to pop that in there because these are our new Sell or Die mugs.
Hold up, mug.
Oh, yes.
Oh, now
and
we got a screenshot.
Yeah, we got
a
screenshot. And they're just really cool. They're your daily reminder to kick your own butt.
Think about this. If you're past 50 years old and you're listening to this right now, isn't this amazing? Like, we're sitting here, we're talking to the world. We're talking about pricing. We're talking about value. We're talking about selling mugs. We're talking about people subscribing to the Get 'Em or Learning Academy. And we're doing it live.
Yeah, it's pretty
now,
cool.
Now, when this studio opened 19 years ago in 1999, we were broadcasting at 56K. We were streaming video at 56K and thought it was the cat's
meow. So the video
meow.
Had to be this big.
The video was at least 2 inches square. I bought a $25,000 machine.
Oh man!
That could go on the internet and do it live. That machine is now a paperweight.
I was going to say you can't even give that thing away today.
No, it's a paperweight. It's good. It's in the, I probably should donate it to the Smithsonian Institute of stupid things that people buy. But the bottom line is, look.
Hey, but
at
it wasn't stupid back then.
No, look at the. Well, I had the idea back then that the future of training was going to be right here. And my idea, my strategy was correct. It just took 2 decades to get it to this point. Actually, only a decade and a half because it's been around for quite a while. But it's now only becoming mainstream and or live stream, as it were.
Yeah.
But this Facebook Live is a phenomenal thing. Like, you can look at us. We can not look at you because we don't really want to look at you. but there, you know, if you use Zoom or use another platform, you can easily go back and forth.
Well, that's another way to stick to your price. Like, if you use Zoom, we use Zoom all day long, and you can actually make that relationship face-to-face with the client. Obviously, nothing beats face-to-face.
Here's what to do. Send your customer a $10 Starbucks gift card and a Sell or Die podcast mug and offer them to have coffee with them online. And do a Zoom call with them, and or if your technology blows, a Skype call with them, and look what you've done.
Yeah.
You have a face-to-face sales call with somebody who wasn't expecting it at all. They have the mug. They have the coffee. Now all they got to do is drink it, and you're winning.
How do you do Zoom calls?
Yeah, every day.
And what's the difference for you, Brent, being able to see someone face-to-face? And stick to your price.
Right. It's, and I've learned the hard way about sticking to my price. But, I mean, the benefit's huge, being able to see them face-to-face as opposed to just a normal conversation on the phone.
Exactly.
You know, if I can't see them in person, the next best thing is we're staring at each other, and it feels like we're a foot away.
In the same room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also feel like you can sort of get the feeling of the other person's surroundings.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, see what their what's their home office like or their office like.
I like to read what's behind them on their desk. Like, if there's a sign or a poster or whatever, I always ask about it. I genuinely want to know. But obviously it means something to them or they wouldn't put it there. They have limited space. And
I can also tell you that the more you become friends with the person, the more money they're willing to part with.
Is anyone having a price issue where you're coming up against your competitors and they're lowering their price and you're feeling like, oh, man, to compete right now, I have to lower my price, or we don't, for some reason, in order to win the sale, you're dropping your price every day? We want to hear about it and we want to help you out.
Because a lot of people think that their product is becoming a commodity.
Yeah, that's like the buzzword all the time.
Yeah, where our product, which is a real bullshit thing, because the pigs and oil and corn, those are commodities. Everything else has a value. And even corn has a value, or pigs have a value because they're less fat or they're more fat or whatever. But there's a strategy that you have to use if you have a product that is being competed with. Even Amazon can turn you into a low-price competitor. But you're there. You know, if you're going to buy something online, your value proposition is, I'm right here. And I can serve you, and I can serve you better. And here's my—I used to tell people I'm going to staple my business card on the end of a baseball bat, and if you need anything, just come down and start swinging. And people—they were howling at that, but it was because I was local.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
And Jeffrey, I would challenge someone that if they're only winning business by dropping their price or cutting the competitor's cost or price out— How good of a salesperson are they?
Well, if that's Gabrielle Gittimer, who's going to be 9 years old next week, can make a low price sale. And she's cuter.
Right.
You know, she, hey, I just dropped my price.
Yeah.
I'm lower than.
Sure.
But here's the deal. If you win a sale because of price, you are vulnerable to someone who comes in 1 cent lower.
Yep.
If you can't prove the value that you had for that product once it's delivered and you start to use it, then you're going to be vulnerable to everybody who walks in the door with a lower price.
Mm-hmm. If they bought only on price, they're going to move on price.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So we have Robin who says, never charge full rate card in print these days.
Yeah. Why?
Wait. Working in media all the time. And then she said, never charge full rate card in print these days.
However, if you're selling media and you sell below the rate card, if somebody comes in at a dollar a minute more than you, you get bumped.
Mm-hmm.
So the rate card may be a perceived discount, but it also may give you a crappy view time.
Right.
It may give you no view time if somebody comes in a little higher, especially in a political season where people are willing to pay anything for time.
Yeah.
You have to be real careful about a discount in certain things because you may not even get the product that you paid, quote, less money for.
Mm-hmm. And Carson says, hey, Carson, DJ service, we stick to the price. If they pressure, we try and give an extra hour of service. Brides still think we are way too expensive and don't get the value of our service, and selling that is tough.
Come on. If you here's the deal. If you're having to justify your price, there's only one reason. You have no testimonials to prove it. And if you go out and get 20 other brides, dude, to stand around after the event and say, I thought your price was way too high, but after seeing you and seeing the experience of my people, you're the best valued disc jockey we could have ever prayed for. You made our wedding the best wedding
yep.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
I show up at last another couple of years. That was a joke. but you're going to win. You need social proof. You can't just have...
Yeah, no, it's cool. I went to a wedding once where they cheaped out on the DJ service and they actually just plugged an iPod in.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It was like there were a series of mishaps. But anyway, the music, something was wrong with the speakers. I guess they didn't set it up properly and the speakers blew.
They didn't have any.
Yeah.
And so we were just trying to make everything still fun, dancing with no music for a really long time because we felt bad for the bride.
Wow.
But, you know, that is a critical moment, right? You only have 4 or 5 hours for your wedding. And
you don't want to miss a dance.
No, you don't. No. So if you're the bride, Jeffrey, you do not want to miss a dance. Okay? You do not.
Okay.
And so, you can explain like all the things that could go wrong if they cheap out.
Yeah, no matter how good the ceremony is,
yeah.
If the reception
that's
sucks,
what people remember.
If there's no energy.
There's a key
right.
to this to make every wedding go
yep.
perfect. And the answer is elope.
Oh, man.
And then,
then
you don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Wes Wyatt. Good afternoon, guys. Hey, Wes. What up?
Hey, Wes.
Valorio.
Wow, Frasinetti is there. I love Frasinetti.
Do you know Frasinetti?
Yeah. Bill Frasinetti is one of the coolest people on the planet.
Yeah.
We have met... At least bumped into each other at least 500 times since I moved to Charlotte.
Oh.
We live around the corner from one another. We meet at Einstein's.
Why haven't I met you yet, Bill?
I don't know.
Oh, that's not cool.
Because you don't go to Einstein's.
I don't like Einstein's.
But Bill Frasinetti used to be in the underwear and tie business, and I would buy all my ties from Bill after they were
I
out
met
of season.
Him.
Exactly. and so
ties
I
and underwear?
I never wore the same tie twice to an event, ever, ever.
And thank you now for no longer wearing ties.
Yeah, no problem. But and he no longer sells ties.
Okay,
he
cool.
sells real estate.
Yeah, we bumped into him when we were on a walk, and he was at a restaurant, and we
yeah.
sat down.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So, Fraz, hey. but it's interesting how people evolve and their sales business evolves. He's a really good salesperson, and he's a really good connector and communicator.
Cool.
So it's perfect for him to be in real estate where you can – You know, you
yeah.
have to communicate hundreds of thousands of dollars and try to make the deal.
Yeah, without dropping the price.
Exactly. No, you know what, though? In real estate, everybody thinks they can get a cheaper price.
I know.
Put in what's known as an offer.
Mm-hmm.
Except, like, I had, I wanted to own all the lofts in our building.
Mm-hmm.
Like we live and work in the old Lance Cracker Factory.
Don't tell people where we live.
Oh, okay. We don't live there.
Or work there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know what the Lance Cracker Factory is.
It's not in Charlotte. Right. But anyway, there was one loft left in the whole line of lofts.
Yeah.
And the lady wanted $145,000 for it or something, and somebody else wanted it. So, like, well, they say, okay, you got to bid. I said, all right. So I bid $155,000.
Okay.
And no one could believe that I would go over the price. Like, she's somebody bids $144,000.
No one's going to live in the middle. Hello.
Right, exactly.
Like, do they know what the value
so
is to you?
$10,000 more for the loft, and somehow I won.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so Jean-Francois is here from, he says, Bonjour du Québec.
Oh,
hello.
Mm.
Hello.
Oh, nice. He lives in almost France.
Almost France, but yes, he put a
France,
Canadian
Canada.
Yeah, flag.
Exactly. But it's freezing ass cold there.
Yeah, really cold.
No, totally.
All right. Oops. Ron Goodwin, low prices, chum for price shoppers.
Yeah. I love that. But listen, I know you're engaged. I know you want to talk about price and money. Because in the sales world, when you're paid a commission, if you drop the price by $1,000 and you're paid 10% commission, you just lost $100.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Well, a lot of salespeople think, okay, I'm going to lose $100, but without losing that $100, I can't gain the $500 that I might make from the commission. I'm just telling you what a lot of salespeople think.
Right, because that's the easy way out. But the bottom line is that if you had more value pieces attached to your sales presentation and you had more proof of, you know, social proof.
Proof is really key.
Or testimonial proof. Yeah. I mean, obviously key. You go to Yelp, you go to TripAdvisor, there's no difference.
One of the things that works so much with the story I told at the beginning is that Jessica came to us from a referral. So that was proof. You know, we met that lady in the grocery store, and she started raving about how great Jessica was.
Wait a minute. How did we meet that lady in the grocery store?
Well, she was wearing a non-Eagles T-shirt or something. I forget.
It was
another sports team. And you were like, you're not rooting for the Eagles? And then she was like, wait, you look familiar. Oh, you're Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm trying to get on your guys' podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Did she get on the podcast?
Yeah, we have her book. She's coming here to the studio to record.
That what a happy ending.
Yeah,
that
was so crazy.
But I think we were in like Whole Foods or something weird.
We were in Dean and DeLuca. It's a little bit pricier.
Pardon me. Yeah. That's a referral lady.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. So Valorio says, I design and paint, and lowering my price would lessen the quality expectations. So I never lower a price.
Right.
Way to fucking go.
And that is Valerie O.
Oh, Valerie
yes.
O.
I know her.
Oh,
you
no
do?
Way.
Yes.
Cool.
She
sorry,
to,
I butchered your name.
Birth me.
Oh, that's your mama?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Totally cool.
Valerie O. Way to go. We love Brent.
Her
he
name is
rocks.
Valerie. But she added
but
O
she
because
added
she
the
spells
o.
it with an O, and that's like
well,
her
she's
unique.
Artsy, so,
yeah,
you
she's
know,
extremely
she has
artsy.
To be creative with her name.
Valerie Art and Accessories.
Cool.
.com.
you do know her, I guess.
I do.
Yeah.
Dave Ferguson, who is coming on our show, I think this week or next week, we're recording with him. Hey, Dave.
He doesn't want to miss anything. Oh, by the way, when we were at Dean and DeLuca meeting this lady, we had just come from the movie
The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
If you guys don't go see that movie, something's drastically wrong.
It was amazing.
The audience applauded at the end of the movie.
I've listened to the soundtrack now, like no joke, maybe 30 times already.
And one of my heroes in sales and promotion was P.T. Barnum. And I have his autographs. I have all of his books. If you want to really understand what life was like, I'm sure they, you know, embellished it a little bit.
Elaborated.
Yeah. But the bottom line was, it was about a person who was willing to risk everything in order to win. And it was about a person who had ideas and ideals because he was put down and determined. And he ended up winning. I mean, he's obviously one of the greatest showmen of all time, and Barnum and Bailey Circus only went out after 125 years of being in business.
Well, it's because they banned the elephants.
Huh? They couldn't haul the elephants anymore. But if you've ever been to the circus and you've seen Gunther Gable Williams do the elephant thing at the Barnum and Bailey Circus, please note that right now in our notes.
Give us some hearts. Give us some hearts if you've
exactly.
seen it.
Exactly. Come on. I want to know if you've been to the circus with your kid or you've
just
been
to type in circus. Type
yeah.
in circus.
Exactly.
How about that? Type in circus.
Because life is a three-ring circus.
Oh, yeah. So, guys, Ashley is on, and Ashley actually designed our brand new mugs. And the link is in the comments if you haven't gotten your mug now yet. We're actually doing a promotion where you can buy one mug and get a second mug free. So all you need to do...
All you have to do is pay double.
But it's only for the first 50 people. So no. It's not double.
Oh. It's free. The second mug is free.
Yeah, all you
need to
do...
We're not even bumping
the
postage.
If you buy 10 mugs, we're going to ship you 20 mugs. So
Ooh.
Think about everyone you know that needs a new mug. They're really freaking cool.
But if you only have two friends...
Well,
then this
that's
is going to be perfect for you.
Yeah. We're only showing you buying three, but if you bought like 20, you would get 20 extra.
We've had a lot of, I'll just tell
Buy
you
10,
this.
Get 10.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. We've had a lot of multiple orders.
Oh, yeah.
And the mugs are limited.
And we are not
They're very
discounting
limited, so
the
get
price.
Your order in right this minute. And that's
All right.
final.
Carson says, tons of great service. Carson's the DJ guy. Oh. He says, tons of great service, 4.9 reviews on Wedding Wire, 150 reviews, and the problem is our competitors. Don't judge my comment before knowing about our company. We are the leaders in our market. No, we loved your comment. Yeah. And booked 200 plus weddings a year. We got $600 DJs undercutting us. I'm talking about why they should pay three times that. We agree.
We totally agree.
We totally
All
agree.
All you need is the bride and or the groom and or the groom's mother and mm-hmm. father or the bride's mother and father to give you a video testimonial. Not just a rating, but literally a video testimonial at the wedding when they're the
hottest. And the excitement.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that.
And just get that, you know, their shoes are off because they've been dancing all night. And
they're a little drunk.
And keep it specific, right? Not just, man, he was a great DJ.
Yeah.
But, hey, I thought
he played
the
music
was
loved.
Too high at first.
Yeah, like use it to overcome your objection.
Exactly.
So, exactly. I thought the price was too high.
He's worth every nickel.
Exactly.
He's worth
that.
Every overpriced
that.
Dollar that
Now,
he's,
if you do a party
I'll never
for
get
us,
divorced.
We will give you a video testimonial.
Because of him.
But that, listen, that is the most valid reason for someone paying your price is someone else saying it was worth the money.
Totally. So Richard,
or worth more than the money.
Richard Trevino just joined us. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
What's up?
How are you?
What's going on?
We have a lot of people, too many to name, but the people from out of state or out of mind or wherever they're from, we want to know where they are.
Ron says the discount is 100% out of your profit. Exactly. That's why it's so important
right.
to hold to it.
If you have a $10,000 price and you sell it for $9,000, $1,000 comes right out of the bottom line. There's nothing in between. There's no cost of anything. It is pure profit that you have given away to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Wes says he thought he'd won the other day for being one of the first five. Wes, you did win last week, and I believe your mug is on the way. We will get you that tracking information.
Yeah.
Alex, who's sitting here behind the scenes, is going to make sure that mug has gone out to you, and we will send that over to you.
Yeah, quit your whining.
Hey, you shared. Okay, guys, the next person to share, the very first next person to share and comment in the comments, shared, will win a free Sell or Die mug.
Go for it. And we know who you are because we can see it right here.
Ryan says, Jeffrey, please give a shout out to viewer Mitch Tam. He gave me my first Gittimer book. I think we said hey to Mitch at the beginning, but
yeah,
we can say hey to
did.
Him again because that is pretty awesome. I love that.
Hey, Ryan, do you and Mitch work together?
Yeah.
And how many people do you have? And do you understand what the Gittimer Learning Academy is? Because we're going to be calling you right after the show.
Let's connect.
Well, actually, I think we have a little promo from the Gittimer Learning Academy. So we're going to take a quick coffee break while
Ooh.
You stay tuned, because we'll be sitting right here when we come back.
Welcome, sales warrior. You're about to go on the path to greatness. That I want to share with you. We're going to go fast. Luckily, it's being recorded. Philosophy drives attitude. Attitude drives action. Action drives results. Picture this. You're in an argument. It's somewhere between difference of opinion and screaming mad. Attitude is everything, and attitude is the foundation for everything. Wow, that was fire, wasn't it?
I love that fire.
That was fire.
Some of the graphics are really,
really
cool
well
in the
produced.
Learning Academy.
Who produced that?
The one,
the only,
Mr. Doug
Branson.
What?
That was really well done, Doug.
Thank you.
You're damn good at this. You should do it full time.
So, Brent, you sell the Learning Academy day in, day out. That's
yep.
no secret. What's your favorite part about it?
Other than the accessibility of it?
Yep.
My favorite part is... Well, the assessment, that was probably my first favorite part.
Because
But really, I mean...
Why?
Because it really, it's eye-opening. Oh. It's revealing, powerful, and it's humbling.
So, like, you think you're good at sales, and then you take the assessment, and you're like, oh, shit.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to just bust in for just 1 second. We have a lot of people who take the assessment, literally thousands. The older they are, the less valid they think the assessment is. Oh, this isn't really real. This is, you know,
what do they know? Know. I've had so many people say to me, wow, I was surprised by how accurate assessment was.
Oh, it's
they
accurate.
Know deep down it's real.
Yeah, it's totally real.
What a lot of people are doing is like sales managers would say, okay, yeah, you know, I love the Learning Academy, but I'm just going to get the assessment for now for my people. A day later, they call me back. We want the academy.
We need the goods.
Yeah.
I love that. That's pretty funny. Cool. Okay, so if you want to assess your team, all you need to do is reach out to Brent and or just say assess. It's spelled with
A. I don't know.
S-S-E-S-S. Like ass first, right?
I'm from Jersey. S-S-S.
Yeah, so just type assess in the comments and Brent will be sure to follow up with you.
Yeah, that's all you got to do because we know. You're on Facebook.
I love that. Okay, so the winner right before that clip from the Learning Academy. The first person to share was Greg. Way to go, Greg. And someone said they shared on Twitter.
This mug is on its way to you. Postage paid.
Oh, Chris. Hey, Chris, because you shared on Twitter 10 minutes ago, we are also going to send you a mug. How about that? Two mugs. Chris and Greg.
Cheap bastards.
Greg Hine.
Greg Hine.
We go the extra mile to give stuff away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
hey, Ken Walls, what's going on, bud?
So let me throw this at you guys. We're talking about money. We're talking about price. We're talking about decommoditizing your product. We're talking about value. And I hope we're talking at and to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single person faces, will you sell this cheaper at some point? And many of your customers are going to ask, my line has always been, my prices are fair and my prices are firm. And that's the easiest way to not have to back down or negotiate or whatever. But there are things that we can do for you beyond price that I think you're going
to
love.
I'm used to saying it, but when I heard it on the line from someone else, I respected her more.
Yeah. You knew she'd been having my stuff.
Really I really wanted to buy more.
I respected the hell out of her.
Hey, now, Jeffrey, do you recommend saying that when... Right after you tell them the price, or once they ask
I don't try to justify the price at all. The price is the price. I don't have to say, well, we're a little high, but I don't say that. A lot of people think we're a little high. I don't say that either. So here's the price, and if they object, then I say our prices are fair, our prices are firm.
Yeah.
But here's what else we can do that would put a little bit of here's why this is our price. And then, you know, we have a couple things that we can help out with that might make it a little bit more attractive.
And also, I would recommend, at least, you know, that might just be a question that just comes out of them.
Mm. Right.
They might think your price
like
is
almost
fair.
A reflex.
Yeah,
right.
But, well, hey, what discounts can I get?
What can you do?
Right. Yeah, what negotiation can we do? Come on, everyone negotiates. It's
exactly.
I'll give you my best.
Oh, hey, Jeffrey Jagling.
Oh,
what's
dude.
What's up?
Wow,
okay,
my
Jeffrey
barber.
Jeffrey gives the best haircuts on the planet, not just in New York City, but on the planet.
Gabrielle's hair is getting long, Jacqueline.
Yeah, we're going to have to come to you or you're going to have to come to
Here's
us.
Here's the deal. I say, Gabrielle, your hair's getting long. She goes, yeah, I think we need to see Jeffrey Jagling. Like, she knew who you were.
No, also, you offered her, would you like to get your haircut in Paris or would you like to get your haircut with Jeffrey? And what was her response?
Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah.
In Paris.
Well, think about the things that you would not negotiate over. And I think haircut is one of those things. Like,
yeah,
you wouldn't want to negotiate because you don't want a bad haircut.
You also
That's
don't
right.
want a bad heart transplant.
That's right. I'm not going to negotiate with my doctor.
Yeah,
exactly.
Can you do, or like Can teeth? You You're not going to negotiate your teeth.
No, we have a special today, 2 for $5. You're right. There are many, many things that are not price negotiable.
But people have the balls to ask, especially if you're in New York.
Everyone asks for a cheaper price in New York, even for a cup of
coffee.
Jeffrey,
how many people ask you for a cheaper haircut?
Yeah.
Can I come in and be a hair model? I'm sure it's asked all the time.
I forget the name of his autonomy.
Art and autonomy.
Huh?
Art and autonomy.
Let me tell you what. He is overpriced and damn good. I mean, that's the best I could say. And his Instagram is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
He takes a lot of pictures of befores and afters.
But he's not overpriced. The value is, it's your look. It's what people see every day. What kind of price tag can you put on that?
You know, for a girl, not a lot. But for a guy, a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Like, my haircuts are done.
Actually, you just got your haircut for the first time in like a decade.
I didn't like it.
What?
I'm going to do it myself.
You didn't like the style they did for you?
Right. Well, they took too much off the top.
Jeffrey Jagling says, of course they do. You have to know your value.
Exactly.
And he says, let's go to Paris. Yeah. We're in.
And you know what? He does. He's really smart. And I don't want to give away a trade secret, but he has a camera studio right in his studio.
Mm-hmm.
And he can film you and talk to you right after the haircut, which he does.
When you feel and look your best.
Yeah.
It's the height of the emotion.
Plus, right next door is this gourmet food place that's absolutely amazing. So you can buy a bunch of stuff, go get your haircut, eat your heart out, drink your heart out, and get your haircut out.
I love it.
Best day ever.
Well, it
literally is.
Top five.
Oh, man.
So we've talked about money. We've talked about, you know, what the process is. I'm challenging you to build deeper belief in what you're selling and who you're serving. And get proof of what you're selling and who you're serving so that you can offer that to others so they can just have confidence. It's not a matter of going here. It's a matter of building confidence in that buyer so that they will invest in who you are, who you are and what your product is. And that's the real deal.
I love that. So, Brent, what is your salesperson commitment of the week?
Yeah.
My commitment of the week is to not back down on my price.
I love it.
That's a big one. But we're going to talk about this next week. So be here for Motivation Monday because the topic is going to be pipeline.
Ooh,
and how you can
building
keep
your pipeline
until your pipeline runneth over.
I love that. I love that. Okay, make sure you share this out, guys, and go get a mug. We may even throw in, some Death Wish coffee?
No.
Come on. We can share
No, we're not throwing in Death Wish coffee. No.
All right.
No.
We can't give you any of our Death Wish coffee. It's
no,
too
get
valuable.
Your own Death
Sorry.
Wish DeathWishCoffee.com. Subscribe. When you're addicted, you don't give away your drugs.
Oh, wait. I feel like we had other things to show. Should we send it out to Doug?
Doug, what have we done wrong?
Doug, do we have other stuff?
We can take a look at what's going on.
What are
you asking me for? You guys are the host of the show. You tell me what to do.
I feel like we had you. Doug is amazing and prepares stuff without us even asking. And he just knows what to do. And so he's usually one step ahead of us. And he mentioned at the beginning that there were two little clips that we could share today.
Oh, a Jenny clip.
Yeah. So there's a sales and a New York Minute clip for you guys.
When the sale is... Oh, wait, should I wait?
Mm-mm. You're good.
What do you do right after you close a sale? If you're like most salespeople I know, you're busy counting your commissions. Off with a sale, and you'll be closing more and more deals in a New York Minute.
All right, we're back, and that is a little
bit
from
Jay
New York
Kemp
Minute.
Joined. Jay moved to Asheville, North Carolina, where it's freezing ass cold today, I guarantee you.
I can imagine. So if you want more of Sales in a New York Minute, just follow me.
Or go to the Grove Park Inn.
I like the Grove Park Inn.
Me too.
But you can follow me on Facebook or download my free ebook. Or subscribe to YouTube.
And
get more.
We will. I think we're about done for the day.
Unless anyone has any questions, it says that Michael is tuning in from Georgia. Anthony,
Georgia,
the tennis racket
gen.
Anthony, I actually play tennis, so it's a real racket. Thank you. Glenn Eam says, Ken Wall sent me. Thank you, Ken. Well done, Ken. Ken really wants a mug.
Yeah.
And they are for sale on the website.
We might shake one loose for Ken.
Well, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
A really good guy. Hey, did you mention your upcoming events in Chattanooga?
No.
And Austin?
No.
Is anyone here from Chattanooga or Austin? I want you to tag
or
a friend.
Or close by.
Tag a friend who's from Chattanooga or Atlanta or Nashville, anywhere that you can...
I'm doing a two-hour, very intimate session on sales and why they're good, on how to build better relationships, get your price, close the sale. I'll answer everyone's questions. It's a real hootenanny. And you have to go online to find the price. I don't want to.
It's cgittimer.com/Chattanooga or cgittimer.com/Austin. And
cgittimer.com?
Like C, S E E. Like C. Oh. Mm. I got it. Not like S E A.
I got it.
Or C.
Like cgittimer.com/Chattanooga. And if you're not from Chattanooga, you won't know how to spell it. But if you are, you will. And
there are two
Austin.
T's and two O's. I will never forget that.
Yeah. Chattanooga. Yeah. Sounded out.
Yeah. So it's a pretty cool event that you're doing. It's in 2 weeks or so, and it's a private event. You can buy a ticket to see Jeffrey. You can fly in from anywhere if you want.
We will not accommodate you. You'll accommodate yourself. But the bottom line is we will be there together, and you will learn a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Ken Walls has friends in Austin. I bet you do, Ken.
We have actually Invite some them. Testimonials from the last one I did in New York.
Yeah, they're on the page. Okay, they're on that page, the cgittimer.com/Austin. Or Chattanooga.
So thank you, everybody, for hanging out today. Thank you, Brent. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
And
thank
Alex. You guys can't see this, but behind the scenes, we have a whole team here.
We're actually in a studio, and the studio is lit and technologically backed by the great Doug Branson, who comes in here on a daily basis and makes it happen, and we're ever so grateful for it.
Yep, we are.
So, Brent, go sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Yeah, I'm about to right now.
All right, cool. Sweet.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye, guys.